Hey. You thought I wouldn't notice? What am I talking about? You don't know? Right. And who kept looking at me the entire time during dinner? Listen, it's not even the first time, so. You've seriously got nothing to say for yourself? You have a thing for me. It's obvious. I just don't understand why you don't do anything with it, though. I mean, you can at least walk up to me and ask me if I like it. You know, just shoot your shot and see if you really are my favorite nephew, and if I really would do anything for you, like I always say. If you know what I mean. I see the confusion in your eyes. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Of course you do. You just don't want to believe that what I'm saying is actually what I'm saying. Yeah. You probably thought I would be angry and just mad at you, didn't you? But no. Like I said, you are my favorite nephew. I'd let you slide with anything. Plus, it's actually flattering to see you staring at me the way you do every time I come over. Yeah, I actually really like it. But don't tell my sister, I mean, your mom, because, you know, we're technically not supposed to act like this around each other. Let's just keep it our naughty little secret, I mean, not that you would just run up to her for no reason and talk to her about some, "Hi, Mom, my aunt just said that she thinks about fucking me." Like, what? But, you know, just, I want to be better safe than sorry, so remember, it's our little secret, okay? Huh? What's that? What do you mean, what did I say? What? I said I wanted to fuck you? When? Oh, wow. For real? Well, my bad. I didn't mean that. I guess I went a little too far with my thoughts there. Because I actually meant to say that I wanted to blow you. I love the way you reacted to my words. I'm quick, aren't I? I bet you never thought you would hear me talk like this. Well, you know, it's not just words. I really meant what I just said. Yeah. I do want to give you a little something, but only if you want it, of course. And only if you say you want it. It's kind of fucked up and wrong because we're family, but I think we can both agree that we've always been something more than just simply aunt and nephew, right? Even if I never told you, I'm sure you've noticed the signs. I mean, why do you think I always make sure that I wear these sexy outfits whenever your mother invites me? And why do I always have to drop something right in front of you? You don't think I have holes in my hands, do you? I obviously did that on purpose every time. And I always pick the thing up slowly. so that you can have a good couple seconds to look at my ass. Or sometimes, even what panties I'm wearing under my dress. Yeah, I've been playing this little game with you for a long time, nephew. And if you didn't know, that's okay. Now you know. And I think it's time that we finally take it to the next level. Or at least do a little something something. What do you say, Everyone's taking a nap right now, so no one will see us if we go together to the bathroom. And once we're there, we can lock the door and you know the rest. Why there? Because I like a little risk. Yeah, of course I'm serious. I promise, I'm not joking with you. I'll give you that blowjob. But like I said, you have to tell me you want it. Because I like being told what to do. So come on, nephew. Tell me. Tell me to suck your cock. I want to hear it from you. Don't be shy. Just say it. Oh yeah. There you go. Now, tell me that we're going to the bathroom. Come on. Tell me what to do, nephew. Okay. Let's go then. Okay. Now, we gotta be quiet. If we get caught, it's over. But you know what? Knowing that turns me on so fucking much. Come on. What are you waiting for? Pull those pants down and get that dick out for me. Come on. Don't be shy again now. You want to do this or not? Show me what you got, nephew. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Well, look at that. Such a beautiful young cock. So hard, too. I must really excite you if you got this hard for me, with me not even touching you yet. No shit. I knew that already. But still, seeing it from my own eyes now is making me quite proud of myself. I really know how to work you, don't I? Let's see if I can work you just as good with my mouth. How does it feel, huh? Is this your first blowjob? Really? I'm your first. Like, ever? Oh my god. That's even better. I'm gonna give you such a great first blowjob, nephew. You just relax for me while I suck you off. You're gonna fucking love this. Just like I always thought you would. Do you like it when I'm looking up at you while I'm doing this? Yeah? You like seeing how much I'm enjoying this? You can play with my hair a little bit. Auntie loves that. Do that, baby. Don't be shy. You can push me onto your cock, too. You can guide me a little bit. Make me suck you the way you want it. Yeah, don't worry. Just show me how to do it. Such a perfect cock for me. But wait, what about those balls? I can't forget about these now, can we? You like that? Does it feel good? Tell me, baby. Tell me you like the way your auntie worships your balls. Now, let auntie really work that cock. I'm gonna use my one hand to stroke you, and other hand to play with your balls, and I'm going to use my mouth at the same time. Fuck. Let me lick you up and down. I just want to worship you, nephew. I just want to make you feel good. Uh-huh. just so delicious. I need it back in my mouth again. You feel yourself getting closer for me. Perfect. Just come anytime, baby. I don't mind if you blow your load in my mouth. No, I want it in my mouth. I need to taste you. I need to taste my nephew's cum. Come on. I'll just let it go. Let it go into Andy's mouth. Come on, let me swallow you, nephew. Let me swallow that load for you. Feed it to me. I need it. Just bust a nut right in my fucking mouth. Come on. I got it all. Look. That was so tasty. Perfect dessert after the dinner. But what about you, huh? Did you like your first blowjob? Good. I'm glad you loved it. You know, maybe I can convince my sister to let me stay here for the night. Or a couple of days. Would you like that? Well, I can think of some bullshit story to tell her. Maybe I can tell her that. I don't know. I'll think of something. Because I want to do more with you before you go back to college. Yeah, this was just a little warm up. The real fun will begin a little later. Once I sneak into your bedroom tonight. So, I hope you're excited for that. Oh shit. Did you hear that? I think someone woke up. Quick, put your pants back up. We're gonna have to leave. One by one, they can't catch us together. I'm gonna try to sneak out first, okay? Looks clear. Catch you later, nephew.